morning. I'm Zach Everson here with a daily look at what's going on in local sports. Last night in high school volleyball, the Fort Knox Eagles were defeated on the road at Campbellsville 2-0. Tonight in volleyball action, Breckenridge County is hosting Bowling Green at 7:45 Central Time, Meade County on the road at Davies County at 7 o'clock Central Time, Elizabethtown hosting Thomas Nelson at 7:30, Grayson County at home against Ohio County, that taking place at 7:30 Central Time, Theroux County on the road at Marion County at 7:30, and then North Hardin hosting Nelson County at 8 o'clock. As I said yesterday, no boys soccer action from last night, but plenty of games on the schedule for tonight. North Hardin heads on the road to Central Hardin at 7 o'clock. Grayson County on the road at Russellville at 7 o'clock Central Time. The Elizabethtown Panthers on the road headed to Lexington to take on Henry Clay, that match starting at 7:30. Fort Knox on the road at John Hardin at 6 o'clock, and then Meade County hosting Ohio County at 7:30. Finally, for local sports, girls soccer in action last night. Central Hardin defeated Mercy, part of the Bulldog Cup, at Mail 2-1. Fort Knox and Breckenridge County ended up in a 2-2 draw last night. Elizabethtown defeated John Hardin on the road 3-0. Meade County lost a tough one at home to Bullet East 3-1. And then North Hardin lost at home against Bardstown 4-1. Only one girls soccer match on the schedule for tonight. Grayson County hosts Breckenridge County. That match is set for 5:30 Central Time. And then finally this morning, big news from the horse racing industry yesterday. A new report from the New York Times suggests that 2018 Triple Crown winner Justify tested positive for a banned substance weeks before his win in the 2018 Kentucky Derby. The report alleges that the California Horse Racing Board did not suspend Justify as they usually would, instead dropping the case in favor of a lighter punishment for other horses found with the same substance. Justify became just the 13th Triple Crown winner in the past 100 years. And that's a look at some of the local sports happening in and around our area. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.